Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
So glad you could be with us for this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry, and with me today is my colleague, Eric Johnson.
Well, Bill, we were getting ready for this show today, and you just seem to be a little agitated about the topic we're going to talk about.
There are some things that do tend to irritate me more than others. One of the things that I have found that does tend to irritate me is just about anything that comes out of Fuller Seminary that has to do with the subject of Mormonism.
Fuller Theological Seminary in Pasadena,
California. The president was Richard Mao. He is leaving that position. And if you've listened to this show for any amount of time, you know that we did several broadcasts critiquing Richard Mao's book, Talking with Mormons. Richard Mao has come to think himself as an expert on Mormonism, even though he has admitted in one email that I have seen that much of his understanding of Mormonism comes from what he has learned from BYU academics at these private meetings that they have had over the years. And if you've listened to that series, you know that Dr. Mao misses it in a lot of areas. Well, apparently, Fuller Seminary puts out what's called the Evangelical Interfaith Dialogue Journal. And recently, I was sent a link to some articles about Mormonism on this online journal. And once again, I can be nothing less than disappointed with what comes out of this religious institution. There was an article called Misconceptions About Mormon Theology, and it was edited by two students that attend Fuller.
Well, one of the students we're going to get into, but had a direct relationship with Dr. Mao. And so a lot of the things they learned comes from him. So that's going to tell you something right there.
But here's the problem. The title of the article is called Misconceptions About Mormon Theology. And in this particular article, and it's not very long, there are three points that they raise, where they are trying to actually, I get the impression, Eric, sometimes that they're actually trying to defend the Mormons. And I know they're probably having a, how would you put it? I think they're meaning well, maybe. I think they mean well, but they come across so ignorant of Mormon doctrine. Well, and this does not help the Christian community. It does not help the Mormon people.
Well, when you call it interfaith dialogue, I don't think you have any problems with having interfaith dialogue, certainly. But when it compromises the very gospel message that is very peculiar, I mean, the gospel message of Christianity is much different. And when you take away those differences and make it appear to the people that perhaps it is similar, then I think you've come
much more similar than maybe we first supposed,
you think? Right.
And that's what they're doing. But when I read through these things, they don't get it. They don't get it, and that's especially frustrating for me. For instance, look at point number one. Latter-day Saints believe they will one day become gods. Remember, the context is misconceptions about Mormon deity. What does it say under point number one?
Here's their document. Here's what it says. This may not be as much a misconception as it is a perception in need of nuance.
Now, what the world does that mean? What do you mean? If they teach it, it isn't a misconception. So remember, the title of this page is Misconceptions About Mormon Theology. So go ahead. I'm sorry I interrupted.
That's all right. I said you were agitated. And for good reason, because in need of nuance, I agree with you on that.
Yeah, spin. I think that's what that word means.
Summing up a teaching that was common among Latter-day Saints at the time in 1840, the fifth president of the LDS Church coined what would later become known as the Lorenzo Snow Couplet. Quote, as man is, God once was. As God is, man may become. End quote. The statement reflects doctrine that Joseph Smith taught previously and which various church leaders have since expanded upon. Modern revelation takes precedence over past revelation within the LDS framework, however, and recent church leaders have expressed reservations about outlining the doctrine as definitively as past leaders have. In 1997, then-president of the church, Gordon B. Hinckley, said on this subject, quote, "I don't know that we teach it. I don't know a whole lot about it, and I don't know that others know a lot about it," end quote.
First of all, let me point out, the statement that they cite from Gordon B. Hinckley is taken out of context. Anybody, a 101 level researcher, would go back and read the context. First of all, folks, when Hinckley said that, he wasn't referring to the question of whether or not men could become gods. The question was whether or not the church still holds that God the Father was once a man. And here is what David Van Bema wrote, and this is on page 56 of the 4th of August 1997 edition of Time magazine. David Van Bema wrote on whether his church still holds that God the Father was once a man, he sounded uncertain, speaking of Hinckley. Quote, "I don't know that we teach it. I don't know that we emphasize it. I understand the philosophical background behind it, but I don't know a lot about it, and I don't think others know a lot about it." That's the quote. That's the quote in context. It had nothing to do with whether or not Latter-day Saints believe that they will one day become gods.
Right.
These two have taken Hinckley out of context. If they are supposed to be, now see, this is what upsets me. This is from a higher institution of learning. This is a Christian seminary. I expect more out of a Christian seminary than what I get out of Fuller when it comes to the subject of Mormonism. They've taken Hinckley out of context. The next question I would ask, are we really to believe that Gordon Hinckley, the president of the Mormon Church, didn't believe that men could become gods?
Or maybe it just wasn't politically correct at the time?
Are we really to believe that this was taught by some leaders up until even recently, but now somehow the Mormon Church has changed its position and denounced that teaching? Have you heard anything like that?
No.
I haven't. No. And I listen to General Conference. I read the General Conference edition of the Ensign. I read the manuals. They have never denounced this teaching. Furthermore, if these two young guys at Fuller would have just done a little bit of searching, maybe, just maybe, they would have come across a sermon that Gordon B. Hinckley gave just 3 years before the quote they cite, out of context, by the way, in which Gordon Hinckley said this, "On the other hand, the whole design of the gospel is to lead us onward and upward toward greater achievement, even eventually to godhood. This great possibility was enunciated by the prophet Joseph Smith in the King Follett sermon." And he gives a reference in this. It says, "See Teachings of the Prophet Joseph Smith, pages 342 to 62, and emphasized by President Lorenzo Snow." Hinckley says, "It is this grand and incomparable concept, as God now is, man may become."
That's from November 1994. That is a General Conference speech that was called Don't Drop the Ball, and it was also found in his book Teachings of Gordon B. Hinckley, page 179. What you've said here, I never had thought it all the way through. But yes, he is certainly emphasizing the idea of progression, that someday we can become gods. In this quote, he's not referring back to the manhood. And a few years later, he says, "I'm not so sure on that concept," which, you know, really, I mean, that's been taught for many, many years in the Mormon mm-hmm. Church. But here, very clearly, he holds to what this paper, Misconceptions About Mormon Theology, is saying is not true, that they will one day become gods. It is something that Gordon Hinckley taught.
I have talked to so many Latter-day Saints who do believe that. Now, this article gives the impression many contemporary Latter-day Saints feel similarly. Similar to what? To a quote you just took out of context? I don't think so. But here's the problem. Even if you could find some Mormons who might be uncomfortable with the doctrine that men may become gods, does that change Mormon theology? Does that all of a sudden erase all the many quotations that we have read and that we have gathered together to show that this is most certainly one of the primary doctrines of the LDS Church, this eternal progression going on into exaltation or godhood. I think what we need to do is let's continue this conversation and let's look at some other interviews that Gordon Hinckley gave around this same time. You see, if you're going to quote Gordon Hinckley, first of all, guys, quote him in context. Second of all, find out exactly what was Hinckley trying to get across, and how do you do that? Well, you go back and you look at other statements that Hinckley has made over the years, even in the recent years, up until the time he died. When you do, you find that your conclusion is not the same conclusion that Gordon B. Hinckley had. And when you put something on the internet and say that to think otherwise is a misconception, I'm sorry, you've done a disservice to the body of Christ, and you've done a disservice to the Mormon people.
Well, especially if you're from the outside and trying to come in and figure this thing out, and being told perhaps by Mormon professors and others that this is the way it is, the way that they've written their paper. But see, we're in this full time. We're looking at this stuff continually. Mm-hmm. I doubt they even know anything that was said in the October conference that you and I listened to. We know the basics of every talk that was given there. I doubt guys like this probably have even done their homework there, because they're students and they're working and they're doing other things with their classes.
When I read Dr. Mao's material, it is clear. I don't think this guy has ever looked at a church manual in his life. He certainly doesn't seem like he has, because he does not quote the official manuals put out by the Mormon Church, the correlated material. He would much rather believe what he's being told by these BYU professors who, by the way, folks, do not have the authority in the Mormon Church to speak on doctrinal matters, especially if they contradict what the leadership has said on these subjects. You don't take the word of a BYU professor over, let's say, someone like Gordon Hinckley. You would not do that.
I knew this was going to be a lively discussion. I can't wait for tomorrow, Bill.
Well, as we look at it tomorrow, we're going to look at some more quotations as to what Hinckley actually said on this and other subjects.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism. Imagine your LDS friend asking you, "Doesn't the fact that Jesus Christ is in our church's name prove that we are Christians?" What would you say? Answering Mormons Questions, a Kriegel Publications book written by Mormonism Research Ministries' Bill McKeever and Eric Johnson, tackles 36 of the most common questions Latter-day Saints raise. Each chapter in the book provides practical explanations about how you can respond to your Mormon friend with gentleness and respect. On Saturday, November 10th, from 1 to 5 p.m., the authors will be signing copies of the book at the Utah Lighthouse Bookstore, located just across from the Spring Mobile Ballpark, 1358 South and West Temple. Refreshments will be provided as we celebrate this new resource that will help you in your evangelism tactics. Again, that's Saturday, November 10th, from 1 to 5 p.m., at the Utah Lighthouse Bookstore. We hope to see you there.